Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Two, check two. Testing, 1, 2, 3. The ITB and the place to be.
The award winning
VITB, thank you very much.
Disappearing act of the year.
Is this thing on? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello, everybody in the chit-chat room. Welcome, early chit-chatters. I'm talking about Canadian Glenn, Chef Bonardee, Cyber War News in the house, Danny Dantalion, Dougie, Gonzo PhD, guest, several guest listeners,
workers,
Johnny Panics, Kaja Nada, Knickknack, Russell League Radio Live, which I believe is actually CNY Rebel. And who else do we have here? Shady Playa. Shady Play of my late night BTR foreign correspondent. As always, we look forward to reports from him. Maybe we'll get another one during the show later. He stopped in last night. Apparently, nothing new really to report. Goofy Bone is butthurt. What's new? Spyco in the building. The king of the socks. The king of sock puppets is in the house. Spyco. Vent spot. Okay, so now the new running joke is that ever since I took a break from the internet, I'm a fake Vince. Man, you guys come up with the dumbest shit. Okay, to Leo in the building. Hello to Leo. Volknut357, either that or it's Volknut S. I can't tell if he's being Leet Haxor or not, but I'll pronounce it both ways: Volknut Est and Volknut 357. And extremely big ups to my home skillet from the city of Flint. He's joining me now in the chat room. Good times, everybody. Good times. As you know, as advertised, tonight's show is going to be dedicated primarily to Steubenville, and the show is entitled Meet the Internet. I'm trying to turn this Sunday night program into sort of like my Sunday talk show. Like Meet the Press, but instead of Meet the Press, it's Meet the Internet. So we pick some burning topics and hopefully have a civilized discussion with a diverse panel on the issues. And I thank you all for joining me. I do have some callers lined up, so we will certainly get to them. But first, we got to do the Meet the Internet theme music introduction dealio. Let me see if I have it here. There we go.
A verdict to the Steubenville rate case. A not claimed a victory due to their efforts to bring national attention to the case. Many argue that the defendants would have escaped punishment had it not been for the protest inspired by Anonymous. Tonight, we hope to be joined by residents of Steubenville and other color commentators expressing their opinion, and will give us a different perspective on the case and its effect on the town of Steubenville. Also, Russell League has experienced some inner turmoil this week in the fate of the troll booths in question. Plus, speaking of Anonymous, the Anonymous took down the site, also released credit card info this week of law enforcement officials in solidarity, indicted in prison about it. All this and more tonight on Meet
the Internet. Hello, welcome to Meet the Internet. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm your host tonight. Of course, I'm always your audio erotic host for 2 hours, almost 4 or 5 nights a week here on the Internet. Welcome to the Meet the Internet, where you, the Internet denizens, join me in a civilized discussion on today's topics. Tonight, we just learned the outcome of the Steubenville rape trial. And this is reported straight from CNN. Two high school football players were convicted Sunday in an Ohio rape case that gained worldwide attention through and then focused on social media. In a trial that divided the football-crazed Rust Belt town of Steubenville, Ohio, Trent Mays, 17, and Malik Richmond, 16, were found guilty of raping a drunk 16-year-old girl. The case attracted attention of bloggers. Oh my God, bloggers. Holy shit. And even the loosely organized hacking group Anonymous. O-M-fucking-G. Anonymous. These folks questioned everything from the behavior of the football team to the integrity of the investigation. Judge Thomas Lipps announced his decision after reviewing evidence presented over 4 days of testimony in the case against Mays and Richmond. And they were tried as juveniles. Mays was also found guilty of disseminating a nude photo of a minor. The ruling brings an end to a trial that gained media attention for its lurid text messages, cell phone pictures, and videos. The social media posts surrounding the sexual abuse of the girl, the victim was not in the courtroom when the ruling was read, but her mother gave a statement after the judge's ruling. Human compassion, let's see. Bob Fitzsimmons, the attorney for the girl, said his client was doing well. Quote, I think she's really happy that this is over, and remember, she's a 16-year-old girl still, and she's in high school and just wants to get back to her normal life, as does the family. It's a big relief for her at this point. Yeah, right. Life will never be the same for that girl. He wouldn't comment on when asked if the girl and her family plan to file a civil case. Mays was sentenced to a minimum of 2 years in a juvenile correctional facility. Richmond sentenced to a minimum of 1 year, but like Mays, could be in detention until he is 21 years old. The Department of Youth Services will rule whether the two boys will be detained longer, Lipp said, adding it will depend on their behavior and rehabilitation. The two will be required to register as sex offenders and undergo treatment while in detention. Lipp said he would postpone a hearing into which sexual offender registration category they will be classified until the end of their incarceration. Mays and Richmond, who will be credited for the time they served before the trial, were also ordered to stay away from the victim until they are 21. So they apologized to the family, and you know, this is a rape case, but how many of you people know that no penis was inserted into this girl's vagina? Okay. Not saying that you can't be raped with something other than a penis. God damn it. What was that, Indian rape trial? A rape case where the guy raped a girl with a fucking iron rod? Holy crap. Yeah. They use their fingers. But, speaking of that, an Indian rape trial, I heard that one of the main suspects, if you will, committed suicide last week. Yeah. So, yes. So, of course, now in the aftermath of this, you have a community that's divided, a community in shambles, a small town with football heroes that are now tarnished. Some of these two kids feel like they're you know, their lives will never be the same. There's been a lot of sympathy or empathy, at least, for some of these dudes. Ross Story came up with the top five rape apologist reactions to Steubenville rape case. CNN was number one with, quote, these poor boys' lives are ruined. CNN correspondent Candy Crowley responded to the verdict by bemoaning the sad future of two rapists who traumatized one girl for life, but would never get to live out their football dreams. First of all, who says they can't live out their football dreams? And second of all, who says their lives aren't fucking ruined? If anything, their lives are ruined more than hers. They're sex offenders now. This shit was going to follow them around forever. Football might be their only option. Okay? And people get second chances. Come on. Michael Vick, hello. All right, number two, the judge. Quote, this is the problem with social media. This is what I don't get. Social media blew up about this, but how did that influence anything? Feministas Jill Filzubovic tweeted that the judge in the case noted that the verdict is a lesson in, quote, how you record things on social media that are so prevalent today, as she said, problem equals the recording. I don't even know what that means. Lee Stranahan made it in the top five, though. He was number five. The town's the real victim here. Stranahan says the media and Anonymous are the real villains in the case, though they really should have been paying more attention to rapes reported in occupied camps. He's got a point there. You know, these are the same people, some of the same people that didn't really get too butthurt about the sexual harassment going on in these Occupy camps. You wonder why that whole Occupy thing fell apart. Anyway, so there you have it. The case has come to an end. Who knows? There might be a civil case, but these kids are going to be incarcerated for a good amount of time. And they're going to be changed people, no doubt about it. We just had Weave on last night. He's getting ready to be incarcerated, potentially. Although, you know what? I was thinking about it today. I predict Weave doesn't even get jail time. I predict Weave gets like 2 or 3 years probation, or maybe like 1 year or a year or two of like house arrest / probation, and then 3 years of probation, something like that. They're not going to lock him up. And these kids, it could be argued that the Steubenville kids are getting off a little bit easy. Some people argue that they got off too easy, or would have gotten off totally had it not been for the extra media attention. And sorry, I get distracted easily. I'm an engineer / host / chat room moderator. I don't see any scrolling going on, so that's a good thing. But yeah, it's a sad case, and I'd love to hear your opinions on this. Once again, the verdict has been reached in the Steubenville rape case, and Anonymous has claimed it as a victory due to their efforts to bring national attention to the case. Do you think Anonymous made a difference? Do you think the national spotlight is going to cause these two gentlemen? Who do you think is going to have a worse off future in ahead of them, the victim or the perpetrators? Who's going to? Because everybody says this girl's life is going to be ruined forever, and everybody's like poo pooing Candy Crowley for saying that these boys' lives are going to be ruined forever. How about the town? How about everybody? I mean, aren't we all in some way ruined forever? We all in some way have been violated. And we should repent for our sins. And you should call me and tell me what you think. It's 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent LeBay. I'll be right back.
time in this entire trial, we have now heard from the two young men. Trent Mays stood up apologizing to the victim's family in court. After him, Malik Richmond. Listen.
I would truly like to apologize to our family, my family and community. No picture should have been sent around, let alone even taken. That's awesome. Thank you.
Anything you'd like to say, Malik?
I would like to apologize to you people. I had no intention to do it like that. I'm sorry to put you guys through this. That is not.
I was sitting about 3 feet from Malik when he gave that statement. It was very difficult to watch. And you know, something that came up throughout this sentencing, Candy, was that Malik's father got up and spoke. Malik has been living with guardians. His father, a former alcoholic, gotten into a lot of trouble with the law, been in prison before. And his father stood up and he told the court, I feel responsible for this. I feel like I wasn't there for my son. And before that, he came over to the bench where his son was sitting. He approached him, he hugged him, and he whispered in his ear. And Malik's attorney said to us in the courtroom, I have never heard Malik's father before say, I love you. He's never told his son that, but he just did today. This was an incredibly emotional day. These two juveniles being carried out right now. I'm watching people line up, and they will be committed today.
Rape me. Rape me, my friend. Rape me. Rape me again. I'm not the only one. 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 Hate me. Doing I'm good again.
Motherfucker. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Yeah, back up in this. It's VITB. We're going to talk about Steubenville in a minute. But you know what? I thought I'd take care of some house cleaning. I think I have Sicko on with me. Sicko, is that you?
What's going on, bro?
Hey. So, during my absence, Sicko, something was brought to my attention. A certain broadcast by a certain radio program that only broadcasts on Saturday nights, I believe. Do you have any idea what broadcast I might be talking about?
Yeah. What about them?
Well, for those of you who are listening who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm referring to Russell League Radio. Who's in the chat room? Russell League Radio Live. It's the Russell League Radio Station radio program. They're on Saturday nights, I believe, at 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 Eastern. They do a wonderful program. I've been on it. I was on it last night. But when I was absent from the internet, I did not tune in and I did not show up on the show. So a little birdie contacted me and sent me something, just a little audio clip. And I thought I might, before I get into the serious stuff on the show, I thought I'd just share this with you. This is from this is from last week, not last night, last week on the Russell League radio program. You're going to hear a clip here of Asshurt MacFags, Gonzo, and CNY Rebel. Check it out.
Vinska Azid by Canadian Glenn.
Yeah.
you got him good, eh?
And I got to say, just I'm going to fame fag for a second and say I created the Vince Gazi hashtag. And I did it because Vince should have called when the Canadians were clubbing all those fucking baby seals, and he didn't. So Vince was wrong. And Vince is butthurt because there's like three other BTR shows going on that don't have to like play Rick Astley every 45 seconds while somebody pulls a hit from a vaporizer and such, and don't rely on three fucking whores from the porno industry calling into, not that there's anything wrong with that, but don't have to call in and masturbate online.
I find his shows, I can only listen to him for so long, and I'm not the greatest radio show host in the world. I'm just doing this for fun.
No, you're not.
You're new.
His shows go on and on and on, and it's so fucking boring, and I didn't want this show to be like that.
He has no topics. He has no fucking, like, idea of, like, or outline of what's going to happen in the show.
Okay. There's a lot of factual errors there. Fact checking. Gonzo. Gonzo. There is not three other BTR shows that that Rick roll the show while taking hits off a vaporizer with three whores from the porn industry. That is factually incorrect. I'd like to address the baby seals thing. I actually have done work with members, ex-members, and members of the Sea Shepherd. I don't know if you're familiar with the, I think it's Discovery Channel has a show called Whale Wars.
Yeah, but you hacked Beta, bro.
That doesn't mean anything. That's not relevant here, okay?
Sure it is. You hate animals.
So a friend of mine did a tour with the Sea Shepherd, and they encountered seal clubbers on the ice, on the frozen ice, And these people, like, were using these, and I don't know if you've seen the clubs, but they have a really sharp pick at the top, and at the bottom it's like hoofed or something. And it's like a hockey stick, but with a fucking blade at the end of it. And these motherfuckers were wielding this shit at these poor little activists, these little hippie chicks are coming out to go, don't hit the seals, come on, just come on, cool. Yeah, that's what that, so that was my introduction to the Sea Shepherd. My friend did that for 2 years, gathered like, oh my God, a fucking bazillion hours of footage. And we cut together a documentary on her experience there. And it was eye-opening. I saw some of the most grotesque video footage I've ever seen in my entire life. Have you ever seen a seal skinned alive? It's fucking gnarly, dude. They just knock them out enough to get them to the point where they can skin them alive, dude. It's sick. So I am anti-seal clubbing, regardless of whether or not I've pwned PETA or not. Rick Astley. I played Rick. I've Rick rolled like two times since I've been back. That's nothing. Vaporizer. I don't use a vaporizer. What else do we have here? Whores from the porn industry. I wish. You give me a good idea, though. Maybe I'll do a show on the porn industry and invite some porn stars on.
Vince has a lot of experience with the porn industry.
I've done research. I have not worked in the industry. I've worked in film and video production. I could certainly make the transition, no problem. I mean, it's the same thing, except, you know, instead of shooting a commercial for mayonnaise, you're shooting people having sex. No biggie. You know, you just make sure your lighting's right, your sound's good. Bada bing, bada boom. Oh, so CNY Rebel says that the show goes on and on. By the way, I want to remind you, CNY Rebel in that clip is the dude that's in my chat room right now, listed as Russell League Radio Live. And he thinks my show is, quote, so fucking boring. Oh, yeah, Assert says I don't have topics. Tonight I have a topic, so fucking suck my cock, all right? My topic is Steubenville, and we're going to get to it real quick as I finish up business here. I apologize to Russell League Radio Live for being so fucking boring that you come
to
my
show.
Well,
I mean, if people are bored, why do they continuously tune in?
I know. So I'm going to do you a little favor. Everybody who's in the chat room, scroll down to the bottom of the chat where you can see Russell League Radio Live. Just take a good gander at him. Any words, Russell League Radio Live, before I rid you of this so fucking boring show? No? All right, everybody. Yeah, you better change. You know what? You got to get a different account. It IP and user bans. So you're going to have to figure that out, Leet Hacksaw motherfucker. Good night. And who else do we? Oh, yes, Gonzo PhD. Gonzo PhD. I really appreciate the constructive criticism that you put out there. It was spot on. You struck a nerve, to be sure. To first-time listeners, I apologize. Sometimes I have to take a timeout in the show to put my foot down. I'm an unapologetic fascist in the mold of Mussolini. think of me as Il Duce. Your free speech ends at the beginning of this show. When you first click into the show, log onto the chat room, call in, you have entered a no free speech
that's
zone.
That's a message that must resonate with everybody, because on everybody else's shows, they're always sure to tell everybody that it's not like your show. So you must be hitting a nerve with that.
Right. No, Gonzo, I didn't forget about your Big Band hammer. I still have it in my hand. But...
You're skating on thin ice.
Okay, enough of the theatrics. Let's get to the topic. Assert is right. No topics. So tonight the topic is Steubenville. And I have a few callers already on the line that are very interested in commenting on this. And one of those people are an actual resident of Steubenville. That person would be Mr. Payne. Welcome to the show, Mr. Payne. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Have you ever raped anybody?
You're referring to me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. We had to clear that up before you get on the show.
Are you a sexual, registered sexual offender?
The way some people paint it, everybody there is raping everybody. So I just wanted to clear that up.
One time.
Did you just say you did it one time?
No, I'm asking you guys to speak at me one at a time.
One at a time.
Oh, okay,
I got
I'm
it.
Sorry.
Okay. Hey, sicko, just chill out for a second. Mr. Payne, so we want to get on to the topic of the night, which is Steubenville, which when when Anonymous started getting involved in this, that's when I started calling it Steubenville, because everybody who was anybody attached to it, talking about it, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I called it Little Chicago for a long time until I realized I was giving Chicago a bad name.
Ouch. So what's the sentiment right now there in town?
I keep pretty good track of what's going on through a police scanner here, local frequencies, and been a lot of bricks, a couple bullets, I think, a lot of threats. It's kind of ugly.
Wait, who's threatening who?
The victim, or the survivor, let's say, has been getting death threats as far away as Africa. Steubenville here has had several reports over the evening of bricks being thrown through somebody's front door. I've heard one report of a gunshot into a house. It's aftermath.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, that kind of stuff happens with more volume here in Oakland when the Raiders lose the Super Bowl. Or
yeah,
if they win, or if they win the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter, just as long as they go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is just a drop in a bucket, I'm sure, from what's going on in the world today.
Well, hey, if Steubenville is certainly on the map now, for better or for worse. I'm hoping to get a blogger on tonight who has been following this story since pretty much the beginning. Her name's Prinny, and hopefully she can get in touch with us at some point during the broadcast. Other things that happened this week, you're right. Soul Butter makes a good point. There was a Lil Wayne death hoax. Like, this is what PR has gotten to these days. Now everybody pretends like they get hacked, pretends like they die, pretends like this happens, like fake shit, just to get publicity. How sad is that?
Well, you speaking about Stranahan?
No, I'm not talking about Stranahan. Where'd you get that idea?
Nah, that was a...
That was a low blow and... Out of nowhere.
I just took advantage of an opportunity.
Okay. So I'm going to bring on another caller who has an opinion about this. His name is John. John, welcome to the show. You're on with Mr. Payne and a non-sicko.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Amazing. I'm doing fantastic. How
are
you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I have a couple of things I could throw into the mix here. I mean, I was wrongfully accused of sexual assault and faced a potential 5 years in prison, as well as registering indefinitely as a sex offender. And, I mean, the whole ordeal pretty much changed my whole life. So, I mean, I can see on one hand where they're all the accused are, what kind of shoes they're standing in, you know. But, I mean, the videos kind of speak for themselves as far as the disrespect and the assault itself. So, I mean, it's kind of a mix-up right there, but...
Well, you know what? I think kids got caught being kids, doing stupid shit, getting drunk. Seriously, if these kids weren't underage drinking to begin with, I doubt any of this would have happened.
Well,
absolutely not.
How many times when you were 16 did you run out and get drunk? You know, did you ever rape anybody while you were doing it? No.
I wish the couple girls would have raped me though.
Exactly, but
anybody realize that this would have never even made it to the court if those two boys would have just gave a simple apology. This would have never made it to the court.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, absolutely, I disagree with that.
Well, I mean, there was a crime.
The situation that I found myself in was literally I had a drop of alcohol and I was pointed at from across 15 feet away. No questions were asked and I was arrested on the spot and charged. I wasn't given the opportunity to write a statement. There was no follow-up questions. No breathalyzer was taken. You know, I had a drink in my hand. They didn't believe a word I said. I was brought to custody and charged with it. It was a year-long ordeal, and it's actually still not over.
I understand the situation completely, but before the media and the police involvement and everything in this trial, and I'm sorry, was all it would have took. The girl was willing to just shove it under the rug for an apology.
Do you think that has anything to do? Do you think that that's because of the area, because of the high frequency of disrespect and assaults and whatnot that take place in Steubenville, or do you think that's just because of the kind nature of the 16-year-old girl who, ended up in the situation that she was in?
Yes, I agree with the kind nature of the girl and her parents, but it's also they realized the repercussions that would probably come from a guilty verdict.
Three, four, 7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I've got Adon Sicko, Mr. Payne, John, and several other callers waiting patiently to get on the line. If other people want to call in, there's plenty of time to do that. You can call in now, or if you want to wait around and call later, it's all good. We're talking about Steubenville.
That's fine.
And I'm going to now bring on to the panel, Russians Are Cool. Russians Are Cool. Welcome to the show. Russians Are Cool. Are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Are you talking? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can barely hear you. Is there any way you can creep up to the microphone and put your mouth in just the vicinity of it?
Yes.
Are you calling from a dark cave?
Yes, I am.
You're Russian, by the way. I mean, God knows. You could be living in some abandoned gulag in Siberia, for all I know.
Have you boxed me?
Yeah. So, Russians are cool. What do you think of this Steubenville case?
It's pretty stupid.
All right. Appreciate the call. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay. I got John, Mr. Payne, Anand Sicko. We're talking about Steubenville. I now have Danny Dantalian of Russell League with us. What's up, Danny?
What's up, guys? What's going on tonight? Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Happy St. Patty's Day to you, too, Danny.
What's up, Sicko? Sicko on the phone?
Yeah, Sicko is here.
What's up, bro? How's it going? Are you drunk?
No, not yet.
What the fuck's wrong with you, dude? Are you serious? No, what the fuck's your problem, dude? What the fuck is your problem? Like, dude, you serious? I'm serious.
Can I just intervene for a second?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
The whole case is surrounding, you know, underage youth drinking and whatnot. I mean, and the whole idea that you brought up earlier, talking about how the, you know, the media and whatnot has made it into a bigger ordeal than it is already, and all this stuff.
Wait. What are you talking about, dude?
Okay.
What are we talking about?
I know
about?
What you're trying to do.
I'm just saying, I think it's a little funny.
No, Vince, what's the subject matter? I don't understand
hang
the
on,
subject
hang
matter.
On
what are we talking
everybody,
about?
Okay, that's it. Everybody's on timeout except for Sicko.
Thank you, Vince.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. I have to be a tyrant at times. It's just what it's called for. You know, Meeps, first of all, Meeps, thank you for trying to get Roseanne Barr to tweet my show. To be honest, though, I get better results from Euronon News tweeting my show or Jester. Roseanne doesn't really have much pull, apparently. I mean, this is 47 users. This is almost a typical night, you know, give or take. I don't know. I'm just not seeing it. But that would be cool if Roseanne called in. I don't know. There's still time to hassle her. We have over an hour to go. If you want to tweet Roseanne the number, tell her we're talking about Steubenville. I tried to, you know, I did my best to try to get people that have a very passionate opinion about it. I mean, obviously Stranahan has his angle, and I love how butthurt people get when I have the audacity to potentially agree with Stranahan on some point. I love it. Occupy Rebellion gets so mad when I agree with Stranahan. Like when my show got pulled, Occupy Rebellion was just like immediately, it was Stranahan. I guarantee it was Stranahan. I'm like, dude, no, first of all, simmer down, all right? Second of all, I don't think Stranahan would take down my show. Stranahan's the kind of guy that would record the show in case that somebody else would report the show and it would come down. And he did have the forethought, because he too downloaded the show before it got dropped. He's the kind of guy that would take that and post clips of it on his website. Okay, that's not how he rolls. We already have narrowed down more likely suspects, although we're going to leave the case open because we really don't give a fuck. If life goes on, I don't give a shit. Like, I, you know, I've had...
You don't have to worry about it. Like I said, it was me. There. Mystery solved.
Yeah, Russians are cool. I really appreciate the call. Yeah, get a better connection. Call from a landline. Landlines are always good. They're always stable. For the most part, clear. So Meeps is in the chat. Is Meeps still in the chat room, I hope? Yeah, Meeps is still in the chat room. Cool. Last night on Meeps, on the Wrestle League show, they had a tournament on who is the biggest troll. And I was kind of thinking about it, about Meeps, because Meeps is a good troll, no doubt about it. But I don't think of her as being, like, really crazy, though. You know, I would never think Meeps was crazy if I didn't know that she was in love with Turquoil, I'd have no idea that she was batshit crazy. Like, she does, she seems sweet. She makes, you know, very objective points.
I can give you, Meeps has never been anything other than amazing towards me. I can say that.
She just sees contradictions and points them out, and the truth hurts. And I don't really. It's almost not even trolling.
Yeah.
But it's her perverse love affair with Turquoil that I don't understand and don't want to understand. That proves to me that she's batshit insane. I kind of almost imagine her as like one of those girls in that Tarantino movie Kill Bill.
Yeah.
You know, the little girl. She's like dressed in the little skirt and got the ponytails and looks all innocent, and like you turn around and out of nowhere there's just like you just get destroyed by some fucking, you just get destroyed by some like metal ball with spikes. It just pierces through your entire skull. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's kind of like one of the silent but deadly ones. Maybe in the same stratosphere with, say, like a Sanguine Rose.
No, she's nowhere near the same.
No. She operates on a mysterious level, though, the same way Sang does, though.
I mean, sure.
All right, we're not going to get into critiquing trolls now. This is stupid. We want to talk about Steubenville.
I mean, I guess I have kind of, I mean, I'm upset that it would take the kind of media push or however you put it to get something to happen about it. You said that you felt she was, because they were all drinking, what did you expect to happen? But, man, you drank when you were 16. I drank when I was 16. Everybody drinks when they're 16. I was doing drugs when I was 16, and me and my friends didn't rape anybody. Like, that's actually not, it's just not cool. It shouldn't have taken the kind of energy and media blitz and that kind of shit to get something to be done about it.
Do you think Anonymous made a difference?
Okay.
For good or for bad.
What I will say, let me put it like this. It wasn't just if Anonymous wasn't there, it wouldn't have happened. The way I see it is, it was it was an effort by a lot of people to just make sure that it wasn't a story that went away. That it was a story that stayed in everybody's minds, and because of that, I think there was a little bit more pressure to actually to not let these boys off with, you know, oh well, just apologize and y'all can go home. Like it whether their punishment is just or not, probably not, you know. They're activists that get higher penalties, so I don't even want to go there. But they're also 16, and that probably does play into a part of it.
Okay, now let me go back to Mr. Payne now. Mr. Payne, What's your take on this whole Anonymous and all the activism outside the courthouse and the extra, you know, media frenzy? Do you think that helped or hurt the case and the town?
My personal opinion is that this would have all been swept under the rug if it would not have been for KY Anonymous and all the Anons that participated to bring it to the world's attention. And there will be more to come from this, because there was another girl that 2 months prior to this got raped by the same guys. And this is going to be coming up to trial pretty soon, I'm sure. There's more to come of this. It's not over.
Sure, but I think it's just it's taking too simplistic of a view to say, well, if it wasn't for Anonymous, this wouldn't have happened. I won't say if it was KY Anonymous, because there would have been just somebody else. Like, that's the way it works.
No, there's nobody else here in Steubenville that would do that. You get swept under the rug, man.
Sure, but what I'm saying is to try to assign who caused it as a singular person is such a it's doing what happened at this service, because it wasn't just one person. It wasn't even just Anonymous. You know, there was a lot of other types of activists and stuff like that who made sure that this didn't go away. So to say that it was that it happened because Anonymous was on it, it's a misnomer, you know.
I understand what you're saying, but I still got to stress the point that this would have got swept under a rug.
Oh, sure,
I'm not
absolutely
with anybody else's involvement but Anonymous, so excuse me there. But,
I mean, I see all kinds of independent media and other kinds of activists as well who aren't Anonymous, who were definitely just as involved. The one protest I saw that was an actual Anonymous protest, they're walking down the streets chanting their own fucking names, and that doesn't do anybody any good. So you can't. Yeah, fuck that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of people who did a lot of shit during this for their own egos as well.
Yes. One in particular, and I'll be kind and leave the name out.
No, I won't. KY Anonymous and all of NightSec.
No. Stranahan.
Oh, sure, Stranahan, too.
Stranahan's on the bandwagon for glory and money.
Sure, absolutely. That's the kind of person he is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a shame that it takes something like that to happen to force some kind of action on it, to where it's not just swept under the rug, because that's just honestly, you know, how can we say we have a justice system when some dudes can leak a video of them raping a chick and nothing happens to them? Like, come on now.
Okay, I'm going to bring on Danny now. Danny Dantalian's back with us. What's up, Danny? You wanted to chime in there?
What's up? What are we talking about? I don't know. I'm drunk because it's St. Patrick's Day, and that's what normal people do on St. Patrick's Day. So what's
up? You know what normal people do? Okay, hang on. You know what normal people do on St. Patrick's Day? I'll tell you what normal people do. They do this. We'll be right back.
Wow, this game looks pretty decent. I am enjoying myself already. Oh, look at town. Perhaps I can go in there and talk to some people, maybe make some friends. Biere. Oh no, I am not Brazilian. This is a North American server. Why are you here anyway? I can't, sorry. I only just finished in the starting area, and I don't have any money. Phew.
future forever. This is the last bit. Martin Navigator Coretta. It's like a paparazzi picture when I blast my Beretta. I got scars on my back, the truth on my tongue. I had the money in my hand when that alarm got blown. We wanna revive freedom from our long to homeland security. We are the bomb. Though. This here the meeting for the old stuff. Waiting on the concrete close to grow. Doing like that ain't comfortable. Counting up all that dough you owe. You ain't supposed to know it's supposable. We are not disposable. Muscle up the team, we got blows to throw. To the folks that risen, there'll be no decision. We make the motor move, they show for driven. Right now we can't shine right like a broken prism. I'll figure it out, the 14th is a broke commitment. Good evening, tonight we bring to you worn out streets that I sing to you. 45 shells that I dance to the beat. Tell me so loud that I can't see the beat. Chase that vanish if you blink an eye. Space getting locked in the clean to die. A salary cap on a birth certificate. Notarize eyes that first in triplicate. Morning prayers for the car to start. A man in a whiskey and a heart to heart. Hope in a track switch to flash and run. While agony changes with a badge and gun. Poetry shouted from the squeal of the bus. Break hands in the air. Try to feel for an escape. Flash in my eyes like candid snap. When we slap back, it's a magic clap.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in balcone.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Aw, yeah. It's VIT back with you for the second hour. I have Anon Sicko with me. Thank you, Anon Sicko, for hanging in here tonight, as per usual.
What else was I going to do?
Exactly. Mr. Payne is in the building. Thank you, Mr. Payne, for joining us and keeping the discussion lively tonight.
You're quite welcome.
I also have John on the panel. John, thank you for your participation tonight. You've got some nasty feedback action going on. Get a handle on your technology, please.
Okay.
Okie doke. Danny Dantalian is on our panel as well.
What's up?
What's happening? Hey. So, Danny, what's your take on the Steubenville case? Do you think these kids got off scot-free? Do you slap on the wrist? Do you think Anonymous made a difference? What's your take?
What happened to them? Why are people thinking they got off scot-free? What happened to them?
They both have been sentenced to, I think, a minimum of a year for one of them or 2 years for the other, with cool. a potential of three to four more, depending on behavior and blah-bitty-bloobity.
And they're all under 18?
Yeah, 16 and 17.
My experience, then, no, they didn't get off scot-free. I mean, just going off of what our justice system deals out to crimes of that nature for people of that age, then they got pretty much the maximum that they're going to get.
I don't think
they got off scot-free.
Yeah. In the juvenile court system, yes.
Yeah. So I think justice was served. I mean, that to the maximum benefit of what justice is in this country to the system, then, yeah, they got pretty much all that they're able to get.
Correct.
Now, did true justice get served? I don't know. I don't talk about shit like that on the Internet because I'm a troll, dude. Yeah. If you want me to talk about Steubenville much longer, it's going to digress into a bunch of bullshit, and you're probably going to mute me. So, I don't know. That's all I have to say seriously about it. Hello?
What's up, Danny?
Oh, I thought I was muted. I don't know what happened.
The boys are in jail, or they're gonna go to jail. The courts rarely give out penalties to minors that extend past when they turn 18. I mean, you see in all kinds of cases, do they get off or with little to no jail time or actual jail time because of the fact that they're minors? Like kids.
Yeah.
While I get the severity of rape, and I'm not trying to downplay the significance of what they did, I will say that. Kids, if a kid makes a mistake, it shouldn't be the end of his life. Even a mistake like raping somebody, it shouldn't be the end of his life. He is a child, very impressionable being.
Yeah.
In the right situation, a child will do just about anything. It's just the way it is. So they should definitely give these boys a chance to reenter society.
Yeah. The thing is, Sicko, these kids, they're under 18, so this is not going to show up when they're adults. When they're adults, nobody's going to be able to see that.
Possible lifetime registry of
carry that.
Because it's rape.
I mean,
because it's a sexual crime, that this isn't just going to go away for them. Absolutely. I will say that, yeah, sure, they should have to go and put their name on a sex offenders list, because you have to look out for the needs of the people over just these boys, and you got to make sure that they're not in a position.
Yeah, but at the same time, juvenile records are sealed, dude. Once you turn 18, that's sealed. Only people that can get that is government.
Because it's a sex crime, they might have to go and put their name on a lifelong registry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that just because of their state, or is that different in each state?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I I don't know if
regardless of
boys in particular,
regardless of
the
charges, if they're ever.
I don't know where I'm at, because I knew a girl, okay? All right, I knew a girl who was a friend of mine, and she got charged with a sex crime because she put pictures of herself on the Internet, and she got charged with something similar to distribution of CP, but it wasn't quite that, but she had to go on a sex list. But she got off of it after she turned 18.
Every state older, if she's ever in a similar situation, they can pull those records and use it against her. So it would be a good idea for those guys for it to – it wouldn't really affect them if it was expunged or not.
because if they ever did anything similar, it would be used in the sentencing as an adult.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Only thing, only thing else I could add to that is nigger's tongue my anus. So.
What? Why?
I don't know. Somebody said, "Why are you so serious, Danny?" So I had to say something. I don't know where Vince went, man.
I know.
I think Vince face-desked, dude. I don't know what happened.
He's I'm late. Looking out the window, and I can see him down on the corner. Looks like he's exchanging some bills for some baggies.
Oh, shit. I think he does that every show, dude. I think every show, like, he just, like, this happens a lot. Like, you'll hear him just drop off mic. I think he's going to cop his butter. He gets that butter from the man down on the corner.
He's probably hitting his vaporizer or something.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Russell League Radio Live. Go ahead and call in now, even though nobody's going to answer you on the switchboard. Right now, we're talking about Steubenville.
We can talk about something else. What's on your mind, Danny?
What's on my mind? Dude, lots of alcohol. That's what's on my mind.
What out there in the world is bothering Danny?
Nothing's bothering me. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries, man. I ain't got no worries.
Probably will in the morning.
Yeah, I will. I lost a drinking competition tonight on webcam chat. I lost a drinking competition. I came into it way too cocky. I came into it thinking that I was just going to win, and I just started I slammed three Guinnesses, and Guinness is like drinking bread, dude. Then I slammed a shitload of Bushes, and I ate some kielbasa noodles. I was just too cocky. I overestimated my opponents, and yeah, it's not going to happen next time. I apologize to all my fans. Like, I'm sorry I disappointed you. Next time I'm going to train harder and not go into it so cocky.
All right, you can probably expect Ralph at any minute.
But yeah, XUL went the distance with. Yeah.
Do you think you lost specifically because you came into it too cocky, or was your opponent prepared as well?
I think my opponent was way more. I think my opponent was Swish, and I think he trained a lot harder. I think he's been training for many years in the art of drinking. I think he's well trained in the art of drinking. I think, and, you know, he obviously has a larger stomach than me. Can hold more capacity. It's got a bigger capacity for beer. And so I totally underestimated him. I really didn't train as hard as I thought I should, and you know, I really paid for it because like I totally lost it all in my garbage can. Like I puked, and that's immediate disqualification. I puked after 11 beers, three Bushes, and the rest were it was three Guinness, and the rest were Bushes, and I puked. And then it was over, and, you know, and I didn't close the can when I puked. I was like, yeah, I puked. You know, I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to hide and try to keep going and cheat. I was like, yeah, I puked. It was whatever I lost. But, yeah, next time I'm definitely going to train harder. I'm gonna go into it with a much more humble attitude, and I'm definitely going to size my opponent up and review some tapes. And I need to get tapes of my opponent next time and review their drinking process and review their tapes, see their strategy.
That's a hell of a plan.
Eat a half a stick of butter before you start.
I heard some rumors that you might take a break from the drinking competition circuit, and you know, is there any truth to that, Danny? Are you going to continue? Are you going to have some exhibition matches and maybe try to take another shot at your opponent tonight, or is this it for you?
When I first lost, I made a joke and I said, all right, guys, you know, I lost, and I was like, you know, I think this is it for me. I think I'm done with the beer drinking competitions and everything. But that was just a joke in reference to Diaz's loss last night against St. Pierre, because Diaz fucking rage quit the UFC after he lost to St. Pierre last night. That was all that was. That was just a joke in reference to that. I'm not going to quit the drinking competitions by a long shot, no. I was just, you know, making a joke in reference to Diaz quitting the UFC, rage quitting the UFC after he lost. So I'm definitely in it. I'm definitely going to keep doing it.
I'm sure we're not the only people who are happy to hear it. I'm sure you have millions of fans around the world who are happy to hear that this isn't the end for you.
Yeah, no, I'm just getting started. Yeah.
I mean, you're still in the climate. You're still in the climate. You know, I personally think you have years and years of drinking competitions left in you.
Years and years of beers, man.
Well, where's Vince?
I have no idea. He does this every time, dude. Leaves the whole damn show.
Somebody tweet somebody. Get him on here, man. I'm getting tired.
There was only so many questions that I could ask to interview Danny there before I came home repeating the same shit over and over.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We could keep talking about other shit. We could talk about the lack of fried chicken in Vietnam, because that's a serious issue. There's not enough fried chicken in Vietnam right now, and a lot of Vietnamese are upset about that, and I think we need to do something. I think, Sicko, with your expertise in activism, you could raise awareness for this.
The
problem might be a little more widespread than that. I think there's just not enough fried chicken in the world. We have to think globally here. We have to change the world. The world needs more fried chicken.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Fried chicken is like it's almost like a narcotic, to be honest. Like, you know, I bite into a piece of fried chicken, it just brings out the straight nigga in me, and it's like I get nigga mode. And if you've ever been nigga mode before, you know what that means. It's like being on the best meth you could ever buy, to be honest. I should do a prank call, though. People want me to do a prank call in the chat. I don't know. I got to go to the bathroom, guys. Hold on. I got to take a piss. And Vince can't unmute me, so I'm just going to bring the phone with me. I mean, what else am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, I don't know. Fuck. St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a dual stream. You weren't whacking off before you took that piss, were you?
Jesus Christ.
He's still recovering from his drinking contest earlier.
That felt good. You hear that? Yeah, I actually washed my hands.
Only because you knew we were listening.
Absolutely. You know it. You called it, Sicka.
That is proof.
I had to do that.
Well, you're smarter than a lot of people give you credit for. I'll give you that.
Dude, what the fuck is going on with Vince? Seriously, dude. This is, like, you'll never make it in radio like this.
No, go over there. Go on. Shut up with the fucking mouth.
So did Vince leave a will or anything? I mean, who's supposed to take over?
I can't three-way on this phone, Knick-Knack. Knick-Knack keeps telling me to prank call. I can't three-way on my house phone as I'm three-way on it, or else I would.
Man, I remember when that was the height of technology. Shit rocked.
Right. You should call the operator and have an emergency breakthrough. Give her all these fake names. She's like breakthrough.
Hey, guys, you want to talk about Weave? Because right now Weave's having a party, dude. You know what I'm saying? Weave's having a party right now at actually it's at, hold on a second, let me see. He's actually having a party at 407 Mulberry Street in Newark, New Jersey. So if you want to go to 407 Mulberry Street, New York, New Jersey, you guys can go to Weave's Party. It's a big brick building next to a used car lot, and that's where the party's going down. So if you're in the area, go hit him up.
I mean, if I was going to prison tomorrow, I'd have a party tonight.
I would too, dude. You can't blame him for having a party, dude. I'd have a party if I was going to prison. What you can blame him for, though, is taking a picture from the roof of the venue of his party, aimed at the courthouse, which is in view of the roof of the venue, and posting it to Twitter and expecting people not to ascertain the address of his party. That's what you can blame him for. But you can't blame him for having a picture before he goes having a party before he goes to prison. You blame him for the picture, though.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I think that's kind of on him if that happened, but to be fair, he probably doesn't care too much. When you're going to prison
tomorrow.
Yeah.
The only way we could really make something really shitty go down with this party is if somehow Soulja Boy's Twitter got hacked and the address to his party got posted on Soulja Boy's timeline, which would be hilarious. That's already happened. I don't think it's going to happen again.
I don't even think that would make him mad. That would probably be kind of fitting, actually.
I would hope he would be a good sport.
I would have to say that Weave would probably be a good sport about it. Especially if a bunch of people started showing up.
He definitely wasn't a good sport the other night on the air when I was giving him a piece of my mind. But actually, I didn't even say anything directly disrespectful to him. And then he sort of said he was going to punch my face in. But whatever. I did say some disrespectful things to Asshurt MacFags, which, you know, I'll apologize for calling her a tranny bitch. That was out of line. But I won't apologize for anything else I said, because that was my real feelings. But other than that, yeah, that was out of line. I'll apologize for that. But other than everything else, that was how I really felt.
I try not to get involved in everybody's beef, so...
Yeah,
wow, man,
really
there's a ton of callers that just don't have shit to fucking say.
Vince, where the fuck have you been, dude?
Have you been listening
to this?
That's ridiculous.
No, you guys are in the green room right now.
You're lying. You're so lying, Vince. You're a horrible liar.
Vince,
you know I'm Sicilian, right? Sicilians can tell the pantomimes when people are lying. You have pantomimes, right? You can tell when you're lying because I'm Sicilian, dude.
I never heard that.
So where were you at, Vince?
I've been here the whole time. I haven't gone anywhere. I've been right here.
No, dude, you totally left the show for like 20 minutes.
I heard the door shut.
I was actually self-muted for like the last 15 minutes. And screening calls. I've been getting some really weird screen calls.
You should bring calls on now, then.
All right, here's a call. Area code 352, you're on the air with John, Mr. Payne, the non-sicko, Danny Dantalian, Andrew in Daytona, Josh, Hot Nicks 11, and you.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
Not much. Kind of disappeared for a while. I was wondering if you had fell in or something. You had Danny taking a piss. Talking about weed, having a party. I don't know.
I thought the conversation was lively.
It was funny. It just was, he was gone, so I had no idea what had happened to old Vince there.
Had to fill the void.
It was a good job, dude. That was an excellent effort.
If we don't get back on the main topic soon, I'm going to have to excuse myself, gentlemen.
Yeah, I was looking to talk about that as well.
Okay, go ahead. Talk about it. Take it away. Steubenville, what's your take?
Well, here's the thing. I live outside of Pittsburgh, probably about an hour outside. And
5 miles west of us.
I've actually never been there. The only thing I know about Steubenville is Dean Martin's from there. So, you know, I like Dean Martin a whole lot. So, this was kind of a, this is kind of a bad thing. We heard about it a lot here in Pittsburgh. And it is a bad thing, and it's really sad that they're making the kids, Richmond guy and this, what the hell's the other guy's name?
Mays.
I can't remember now. Well, I don't know why it's slipping my mind right now, but Mays, yeah, they're making these kids out to be the victims. It's just, I mean, they whether or not they're kids and they did something stupid, like, you have to know whenever you're, when I was younger, my friends were some dickheads, and there was times that I'd tell them not to hook up with whores, but, you know, like, when your girl's passed out, you're like, okay, this girl needs to just, like, be left, you know, like, leave her alone, let her go to sleep. They're carrying around to parties and shit, and it's just, you're out of line. It was just ridiculous, and it was a real shame, and it was a sad thing that happened, and, It's just kind of messed up the way that the news has covered it, the way they tried to cover it up in Steubenville, and it's just a shame. And recently, actually, I'm from an area originally. I didn't graduate from there, but I'm from an area of Pittsburgh near, right outside the city that's called Penn Hills. They recently changed their name from the Indians to Big Red, similar to the name of the Steubenville team. Because of, a Native
American.
Listen,
man, I got a problem with them engines, though. Them engines, you don't understand.
Yeah.
They come and they make these freaking casinos and shit and take all the white man's money, dude.
I went to the Hard Rock Casino, right?
I went to the Hard Rock Casino and I lost every time I played blackjack. Like, they've got those fucking blackjack dealers up their sleeve.
I've only been to one Indian casino in Michigan, and all they had was slot machines and it sucked. But, I prefer craps and table games, but nonetheless, you know, I'm from an area called that Big Red, and I think it just brings a disgrace to the whole college football thing. And
yeah, there's going to be a sick
game. The school that I once went to is just kind of hurt me as well. But
who's watching TV in the background? Don't you guys know TV corrupts your mind, man? Like, TV is just all MK Ultra and CIA shit. You're just going to be brainwashed, dude. Seriously.
Actually, I was watching The Sopranos.
Hey, would you guys shut up? I'm trying to watch The Matrix. Hang on. I'm trying to watch a movie here.
Wait, which Matrix? Which Matrix?
Two.
Okay, so we're
Reloaded
watching The Matrix
good.
Now?
My favorite is Revolutions, though, and I know that's an unpopular opinion, but I like Matrix Revolutions because it really tells the story of Jesus, and I'm a Christian.
Fair enough, dude. I like The Wire because it's good.
Yeah, dude. You know what? I like fucking, you know what my favorite movie is? My favorite movie is fucking The Lion King because it also tells the story of Jesus, and I'm a Christian.
You know what?
Everybody needs to just
pope?
Seriously, like, people need to reject atheism and think for themselves, though, to be honest. You should think
for
yourself.
I think people need to reject a lot of things, but not logic and ethics.
Ethics? I don't know about ethics, man. Ethics are overrated. When I think of ethics, I think of etiquette. And when I think of etiquette, I think of little English girls going to school and learning how to fold their napkins.
That's actually nothing like it, so that's not what it's like. Ethics,
that's not what ethics is.
No.
That's what I equate
not.
Ethics to, though.
No, it's not.
That's what I personally equate ethics to. I think I equate ethics to using the right silverware to eat the right part of your meal and folding your napkin correctly. That's ethics to me.
It's more to do with human conduct and moral good and moral wrongs. That's
what is good and evil, though, honestly? What is good and
there's different ethical theories that define what is morally good or bad in a situation. And it's really not about good or bad. It's more like right and wrong.
Well, what is right and what is wrong, though, to be honest?
That's
what is right and wrong?
In different ethical views. Different things.
Of course, there's different ethical views. So then, in reality, there's really no right and wrong. If each man can have his own different ethical views, then there's no such thing as right.
Well,
and wrong,
what you're speaking of right now is essentially ethical egoism, and that whatever serves you best is the correct way to go. So So that's in a nutshell what that is. But, I mean, that's just looking out for yourself, number one, and fuck everybody else. But there's other ways of viewing things.
Well, yes, I understand that. But you were the one that said that there's different ways to look at it. So if there's different ways to look at right and wrong, then if it's different for each person, then right and wrong is relative, correct?
Well, there's relative, you know, there's relative, it's the terms escaping me right now, but it's an ethical relativism is basically what it is, and that's kind of what you're alluding to, but there's different theories to examine different situations. There's certain philosophers and certain...
Can you give a for instance?
Views. For instance, there's Immanuel Kant, who believes that the moral good trumps the moral bad all the time, and the object is to find the moral good, and then that is correct, and only that, no matter the consequences. There's also a view called utilitarian, where it's good for the many is good for everyone. So
okay.
The majority rules.
Okay, so
no
your first,
what.
For instance, good and good and evil are based on time, and your second, for instance, good and evil are based on the majority.
Yeah.
So if the majority believes in evil, is evil therefore good?
According to a utilitarian view, I suppose it would be.
Hey,
hello?
Hey, sicko.
What?
Are you pressing one? What are you doing, dude?
I accidentally was pushing a button.
Yeah, don't accidentally do that.
Well, my bad. So what's going on? You put them in the green room? Hello?
Yeah, they're in the green room. I'm just not feeling it, man. This is just... it's turned into a sausage fest. There's no chicks. It's just not cool. Hey, Russell League Radio created a new account. Congratulations. Changed your IP and got a new account. Excellent. You've learned how to play the game. In before Vince does a Randy Hahn. I don't even know what that means. Okay, taking the users' questions from the chat room, chatters, for the next 2 minutes. I will take your questions, ask Vince anything, and we'll mix it up. You can also ask anonymous questions of myself or the panel. Do I do heroin? No, I do not. Do sexy talk by Vince. How many people here have not heard about Zuzana? If you have not heard of Zuzana, press 1. If you have not heard me talk about Zuzana, has no one heard me
tell
my story about Zuzana?
Yeah, you should tell me about it.
A lot of people are pressing 1, but actually the people pressing 1 have already heard it. I don't know why they would press 1.
Well, I've never heard it.
Consulant says, nobody listens to you when you talk, Vince. Just saying. Radioactive Live. Russell League Radio Live and everybody else are seconding that. Because I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Oh, Zuzana. So Danny and Andrew in Dayton, Ohio are still going at it in the green room. Good for them. They might have a little bromance going on there. they just kind of took the floor and went with it. But yeah, it can only take so much. Why do people continue to tweet about banjos? You want to hear some dueling banjos? All right, I'll do the banjo. You do the guitar, sicko.
I want to get some drivers to drive this car and that car down to Aintree. Drivers, you understand?
Might get a driver, brothers.
Who?
A driver, brothers.
Where do they live?
They live back over that way.
Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating
in the Bay. Hear my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Stop hating in the Bay, people. Come on. Stop hating in the Bay. Let's all get together and make love, not war. How did Danny Dantalian get muted? Danny, why are you muted in the chat? Did you spam or something?
Yeah, I was typing LOL. If you type LOL too many times, it'll auto-ban you, which is
gay. If you type the same exact thing four times in a row, it auto-bans.
Yeah, but even if it's over a long period of time, like the first time I typed LOL, well, let's just say the third time I typed LOL was like freaking 40 minutes ago, and I just typed LOL again, and it banned me.
Well, you're unmuted.
It's like, yeah, and LOL is like, I don't know, probably the most common acronym said on the internet. They should really do something about that.
Try typing Bill Wagoner.
Hold on, I can do that right now. There, okay. Done.
You cheated, dude. You cheated. All right.
So what's going on, guys?
What's that, Sicko?
So what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just trying to wrap up this little shindig of a radio program. I still have Andrew and Dayton. Danny Dantalian and Josh. We also have another caller on the air. I forgot who this is. Caller, who are you?
If you're talking to me, this is Andrew in Dayton.
Yeah, no. Andrew in Dayton, Josh, Danny, and then there's another caller.
There was a John.
John. Is that John?
Maybe fell asleep. I don't know.
All right, there's another caller, and he's unmuted, and he has not identified himself. We've had zero female callers tonight. This is depressing. I keep falling asleep. If it weren't for the fact that I'm keeping myself hydrated and having to urinate occasionally, I would have slept through the entire show, as most listeners do.
I got nothing better to do.
Yeah, me too. I know.
You should at least pee on the air like Danny.
Nah, that was epic.
That was pretty good.
He's doing. You know what he's doing? He's borrowing Schmoop's shtick. That was Schmoop's old thing. He used to.
What are you talking about, man? I'm not borrowing Schmoop's shtick. He used to pee on my show. If I was borrowing Schmoop's shtick, I would come in here and I would be yelling like a dinosaur and. And et cetera, et cetera.
You have been yelling out like a dinosaur. I wish you would stop
it. No, I have not. I was having a very intelligent conversation with the man. I was having a very intelligent conversation with the man about you.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga.
Three, 347-826-7667 is the number. This is Meet the Internet. My panel, my distinguished panel tonight is a non-sicko, Danny Dantalian, Andrew in Dayton, Josh, and an unidentified caller. So panelists, let's go around the horn here again. Anonymous, again, did it or did it not make more of a positive or negative impact on Steubenville? I'll start with a non-sicko.
I mean, I've been, sure. It made a positive effect, but it wasn't just anonymous. It wasn't an anonymous thing. To make it about anonymous is, but yeah. But
a non-sicko question. That. Could unicorns have done a better job?
Yes.
Danny Dantalian, question. Anonymous, did they influence Stu and Bill in a positive or negative way?
Anonymous is really irrelevant in this situation because Jews rape Jane Doe.
Danny Dantalian questions, teddy bears, could they have had a better influence on Steubenville?
Teddy bears probably could have raped her better.
Andrew and Dayton, Steubenville Anonymous, do they have a positive or negative impact?
From what I understand, absolutely, because the whole thing had been covered up for a duration of time by the football coach, by the parents, by the prosecutor, and I don't know if the case would have ever even come to trial, quite frankly, if Anonymous had not brought some light to it. And I'm not saying they're the only group that did anything, but I think that it was their informing of the people that got other people involved and made it big enough to where it just couldn't be swept under the table. So I think they had a huge effect on this case. Yeah.
Andrew in Dayton, Ohio, question. Could Kittens have done a better job in influencing Steubenville than Anonymous?
Kittens?
I think Kittens are a dietary staple in Steubenville. So if they could have done something before they were cooked and prepared, if they're even cooked, I don't know. That is a really odd place, Steubenville, I will tell you that. And as I think I mentioned off air, as long ago as like 14, 15 years ago, I was traveling to Steubenville on business, and it was referred to by everyone in all circles that I traveled in as Steubenville. So that is not a new term. And I don't, you know, people there said it, certainly people where I worked up, we got to go back to Steubenville, you know, and that was the thing. And it really is a different kind of place, and I can't really put my finger on it, not necessarily all bad people, but it's got a strange vibe to it, I will tell you that. Not that Dayton doesn't, but, you know, it's different.
Josh, question, Steubenville Anonymous, positive or negative influence in the outcome?
If you talk to anybody in town, it's a negative thing. I think it's more of a positive for how everything turned out. The town doesn't want to be known as, like, Rapeville, USA, and they believe that that's what Anonymous was tagging them with. It's just, it is a strange place. The culture there is very different. With any people 15 to 23, I guess, they're all... You know, this type of behavior is just a norm for them, and you get street cred if you're in the rape crew.
Josh, question. Bronies, stupid or really retarded?
Jabronies or bronies?
No, bronies, not jabronies. Bronies.
Yeah, really retarded.
Yeah.
I hate to use that term, but it comes out.
You're correct, sir. Okay, we got 12 minutes left, folks. If you want to call in, we have time to accommodate your input, if you will. I really appreciate the panel for entertaining us all tonight. It was quite a journey. If anybody wants to get on this, do it now. We do have a caller who is unmuted and is on the air from the 352 area code. Caller, are you there?
Is it me?
Yes, that's you. What's your name? What's on your mind?
This is Seffers, man. What's going on?
Seffers, all right. Oh, nothing much. Just doing the internet radio show.
Yeah, dude. Donny. And congratulations to X You Out for the 2003 St. Paddy's Day drink off. That was impressive. Quite the feat.
Zephyrs, of course, is out of the Reaper sec. Am I correct?
Yeah, those guys are my buddies.
Yes,
yeah.
Out of Reaper sec. How is Reaper sec doing? I haven't been in your IRC in a while. What's going on? What's the latest? What's the haps?
Oh, I haven't been in there too often either. We're eating pizza tonight, though.
Pizza's good. I love pizza.
I can go for some pizza.
Jeff Rose makes a mean hand toss.
Okay, 347-826-7667 is the number, folks. Don't be shy. There's 10 minutes to go, 10 minutes to get in and express yourself. Like Madonna would say. I've got Sicko, Danny Dantalian, Andrew and Dayton, Josh, Seffers. It's a complete sausage fest. We're talking about stews at Steubenville. Are these rape? Who's going to face a tougher battle in life? The
put meats on. She's got to go pee.
I'm sorry.
Put meats on. She's got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, what's is she on a block number? Is this Meeps?
Meeps, are you on the line or no? Danny, I'm just kidding. Sorry, go ahead, Vince.
Shit. I don't see Meeps. Is this Meeps? Hello? Caller, hello? Meeps?
Damn, my Wi-Fi bugged out.
Yeah, your Wi-Fi totally bugged out, bro. I don't see Meeps. There's three people that are on. CNY Rebel is lurking. A block number is lurking, and somebody else is lurking. They don't have their hands up. Callers, if you're called in and you want to talk, press the number 1, and that will alert me that you want to join the conversation, or lack thereof. We're covering Steubenville. Anonymous is rolling that. The outcome, I think these kids got off pretty good, except for the sexual, they have to register as a sex offender.
I looked up that as far as expunging in the state of Ohio, it says the convictions are ineligible if you are convicted in any type of rape or sexual battery. As far as getting that expunged, they will not be able to.
You know what sucks about getting a misdemeanor, a federal misdemeanor? That can never be expunged. The only way I can get rid of it is if I get pardoned by the president.
No shit.
Can I throw something in here real quick?
What?
Can I throw something in here real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
About a month and a half, 2 months ago, I saw about a 21, maybe 22-minute video that had been tweeted about, you know, through the interwebs. And it was basically like 5 or 7 of these kids sitting around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So for about the first 10 minutes, they don't even call it rape. They're just like what they did to her, and they thought she was dead, and man, and they're making jokes,
laughing. Stupid.
But then the kid introduces the word rape, so basically you kind of raped her. Well, yeah, I kind of did. He had to think about it for a second, and then they bragged about it. They laughed about it. They joked about it. By the end of the video, if I'm not mistaken, because it's been a while, 2 of the kids get up and walk out. Man, I don't want to be a part of this thing anymore. I'm getting the hell out of here. They even talk about how they'll go to jail if anyone sees this video. There's no question of what they did. If they didn't realize what they did at the time, 10 minutes into this video, they came up with the correct term, which was rape.
Yeah.
If they had been a year or two older in the one kid's case, they would be facing maybe 10 to 20 years, right, I would think.
I saw the video on the Onion Routing Network, and I don't think it was rape. I think it was just a Bill Cosby Jell-O-making festival.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of rape in Jell-O. Don't kid yourself. But on a serious side, I think they know what they did. I think they didn't give a crap. I think it is like a street cred to them, and I don't necessarily think they got what they would have deserved, really, or what they do deserve. If they had been just a year older, it would have been a whole different story.
No,
talk about how their lives are going to be difficult and how their lives are going to be ruined, you just don't do that. Like you said, like somebody said, we've all gotten drunk and we have not raped girls. It just hasn't happened. And
people stand
around.
Dude.
And,
are you crazy?
Well, you know, right? If she's passed out, you just got to let her sleep, right? Somebody said that. I think it was Ben Franklin. I'm not sure, but, you know,
Ben Franklin totally said the opposite.
Well, but you know what? Ben Franklin wasn't a Jew, so how
exactly.
Right. I like your logic. It works for me. Just say it. I think these kids.
Hey, Cassandra, are you there?
Hey.
Okay, I put Danny and Andrew in the green room. Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, so much better now that you're here.
This has been the worst Vince in the Bay episode I've ever listened to.
I know.
It was so bad that I actually needed to call in and complain about it.
Yeah, please tell me, where did it go wrong? Wait, was it from the beginning? What happened?
I think it was pretty much from the beginning. I zoned out for a good, like, 45 minutes of it, and then I started paying attention again, and you were gone.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
Yeah, last night was so much fun, and this is just like the hangover show almost.
Yeah, see, I missed it last night. So, of course, I come back, and it's terrible.
Oh, yeah, you should listen to last night's show. It was fun. It was, towards the end, it was like a shit-talk-a-thon between Asshurt and Danny and Weave and Floss, and it was just back and forth, and people were just going bonkers. It was fun.
Yeah, I always miss the good stuff.
So what's up with you? Do you have an opinion about Steubenville or Stupidville?
Not really. I was heavily involved in it at the beginning because whatever. But lately, for a while now, it's just been complete disaster mess. So all I know is that every time I've been to Steubenville, I've gotten really, really drunk, and I don't remember anything past 7 o'clock. So I think that's a trend there.
I hear you, sister. Amen. Preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
Rep Dan Gordon is saying that Vincent the Bay show is the worst show ever, every night. Jeebus.
I usually enjoy
Fuck
it.
Fuck you, Reverend
tonight.
Dan. You're a
real
dick.
Bad.
What a dick. Is he in the chat room? Should I boot him out of the chat room? Is he in there?
I don't go in the chats.
Yeah, you're smart.
Yeah.
So
I did once and never again.
Yeah, it's kind of like the BTR version of the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Mm.
You know, you ever watch Star Wars? You ever watch Star Wars?
I actually have never seen Star Wars.
Oh my god! How old are you?
28.
Come on, you had to have seen Star Wars.
Never seen Star Wars. I've also never eaten bacon, and I'm allergic to cats. So,
ooh,
come at me, Twitter.
Oh, that's right. You recently joined Anti-Bacon Sec.
Oh, yes. I've never had bacon.
All right, let's take a call here real quick. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. Put your hand up. Who's this?
Oh, God. It's Vico.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I know, man. It's been rough, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you're here, Spyko. What's we got a minute to go. What's up?
Oh, you know, fucking can't be a terrible show without me calling in, right?
Yeah, it would exactly. Uh huh.
Yeah. So, you know, I just wanted to put the icing on the cake. Just ruin the show completely.
Yeah, might as well go all the way. Well, thank you, Cassandra, for attempting to save me. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Well, I just called to complain, so.
Well, no, you put things in perspective. That was important.
Yeah, I think you need a nap and pizza.
I totally need a nap. I've had a long week. I'm tired as fuck. But I have a lot of people on the line, and I want to go down the horn one more time, get some final thoughts. Anon Sicko, final thoughts.
No. Everybody just have a great night.
Hey, Captain Enthusiasm, Try to hold it back a little bit, huh? Pull it in. Reel it in a little bit.
I'm trying, Vince.
Danny Dantalian, final thoughts before we sign off here.
Was I in the green room for that whole conversation I was having with that guy?
Yes.
Yep.
Dude, that sucks because that was great radio. We were talking about some really funny shit, dude. We really were.
That's what they all say. Final thoughts, Danny.
No, we really were. Any final thoughts is that, yeah, my little brother and my little sister used to help me while I was autoerotically asphyxiating myself when I was younger. That's what you missed in the green room, by the way.
That's right, Danny Dantalian. Internet butt stalker by day, serial killer by night.
Sometimes in evenings, too. And at...
Occasionally weekends.
Yes. Yeah. Not on leap year, though. Try to do it every full moon and blue moon.
Andrew and Dayton, your final thoughts.
I'm going to have to agree with Danny. That was some excellent conversation we had in the green room. And I would just say avoid Activia because it is the devil's play tool.
Avoid what?
Activia, that Jamie Lee Curtis stuff. Odd that you were playing that music because we were talking about Jamie Lee Curtis and
yeah.
Halloween. And we were only in the green room, so I don't, you know, it's a psychic kind of connection. You should, maybe just put us back in the green room. We can finish that talk because it was important.
No, that will not be happening.
Okay.
But I appreciate the call tonight. It was fun having you on, and you're welcome on anytime.
Thanks so much for having me, and it was a blast.
Fantastical. Josh,
yes,
final thoughts, sir.
My final thoughts tonight are, it in fact was a good radio show, despite all the negativity. First time I've ever heard of it, and I do believe I will be back.
Fantastic. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Sefer's final thoughts before we sign off here.
Free weave, man. That sucks. Tomorrow is too bad. Think about him tomorrow, I guess. That's what I'll be doing. Reading about
You're totally Patriot Gregging, but I think you said free weave. You're in solidarity with weave. Right on, bro. I appreciate the call. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Job, Vince.
And last but certainly not least, we have Cassandra. Cassandra, any final thoughts you'd like to share before we finish up here?
I hope you do better tomorrow.
What?
I hope that you do better tomorrow. I'm very disappointed.
I have this to go on as baseline, so
I'm not. There's not going to be a show tomorrow. I need to reevaluate shit. This was terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I'm not going to lie.
But you did kind of put a little sparkle in at the end. It was nice.
Oh, well, thank you. I try.
Cassandra, what kind of music do you like?
Oh, Cassandra, I'm going to let you finish, but I just want to say that tonight Vincent Bay had the greatest radio show of all time.
Cassandra, what kind of music do you like? Okay, these
Black
people
are rude. Go ahead.
They are
go
all
ahead.
On mute, so I can just concentrate on you, Cassandra. What kind of music do you like?
I'm all over the place. I grew up in the Boston hardcore scene. I listened to punk and shit like that.
Punk.
A lot of Bob Dylan. I'm all over the board. I don't know.
What are some artists in heavy rotation right now?
That I listen to?
Yeah.
None. I listen to... a lot of 60s Bob Dylan, and then a lot of hardcore bands from the late 90s, I guess. It's pretty bad.
I recently, over the weekend, watched a stunning documentary about a singer-songwriter named Harry Nilsson. Have you heard of Harry Nilsson?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Harry Nilsson, who I don't know if I have him queued up on here. Let me see. I think I do. Anyway, he wrote a lot of songs. He never toured. He was a songwriter. Most of his songs were hits for other people. And his signature song is One. You know that song that goes, One is the loneliest number?
Oh, yeah.
He wrote that song. He did a lot of work with Paul McCartney. No, the other one. John Lennon. Yeah, he and John Lennon were like buddies. They were like, they totally became friends, and they did an album together. And their album actually ended up damaging Harry's vocal cords to the point where he could hardly sing like he really could.
Huh.
They said in this documentary that they tried to what's his name, Harry and John Lennon tried to have a screaming contest, like see who could scream shriek the loudest, and Harry won. But they found blood splatters on the microphone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he totally
damaged.
That's
very impressive.
He got all those polyps and shit on his vocal cords or whatever. And like, he was never the same. And he's one of those people that died tragically and, you know, partied.
What's it called? I'll have to look for it.
I forgot the name of it, but just look up Harry Nilsson documentary. Nilsson, I think it's spelled Nilsson. And one cool thing about this is the whole piano riff that he does in the song was inspired by the busy signal, which we don't really do we get busy signals anymore? We just go straight to voicemail, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, remember the busy signal?
I do.
Yeah, well, this keyboard riff was inspired by the sound of the tone of the busy signal as he's trying to get a hold of his lover, and he was alone in a hotel room, lonely and depressed and probably fucked up. God knows.
I imagine so.
But anyways.
Anyways,
we'll end the show with this tune. This is Harry Nilsson doing One. Good night, everybody.
Night, Vince.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. It's just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll
Thank you very much.